Bill?
David?
Bill?
Yes, sir.
I'm not interrupting you from something, am I?
Oh, no, I just came to meet. I was just about to leave to come back, in fact.
I didn't get my poverty report tonight,
I
and I got it from Larry, and it's distressing to me. He says it's still 195. And
Shriver, I just got off the phone with Shriver. He just got back from the Hill. We show 197. Now, Larry disagrees with us. He's always more conservative than
he says. It's been 195 for 3 days. He's losing some and getting some, and he says you got to have 210. And
we show 197, and we picked up one more Republican day, at least by our count, Mr. President, which makes 12 Republicans. Now,
he says only 8 Republicans.
Well,
and he says that he thinks he got a chance to get folks like Connie or somebody in Connecticut if these labor men will really go on them, but said that Halleck saying that you're out of the party and won't give you any money. And Dirksen told me that Halleck said that he had this bill beat and he was going to keep it beat.
Yeah, well, Halleck's latest tactic is not to recommit, but to try to get the Frelinghuysen, to get the liberal Republicans to vote for the Frelinghuysen bill as substitute. That they've got 15 of these liberal Republicans meeting on Monday to try to get them to line up as a unit for this particular move. And it's Halleck's idea, and he says he can get them to vote against poverty, but for the Frelinghuysen bill. And he thinks this will stall it. Let me give you just a quick rundown of what Shriver and I did today. Shriver first.
Well, now, what do the Republicans say about that, the ones you got? They refused. They told you they wouldn't vote for any amendments, didn't they?
They said they would not vote for any amendments, but, for example, Connie this afternoon, after seeing Shriver, then called me back and said, the pressure's really getting tough. He said, Halleck himself called me. And he said, he very seldom does that. He doesn't like me. He said, well, they're really putting pressure on.
Well, you ought to go in the morning and see George Meehan, show him these 15 and say, we've got commitments, but now Alex's trying to take them away from us. And he says the reason he's fighting us so much is because CIO's fighting him in his district.
Mm-hmm.
And he got to go to those Republicans before they change them. I don't think you'd get any Republican votes, but I think that's the only chance you got is to fight with them. And if you're not picking up any Democrats, then I know you've been working on it a full week, and we're just 195 where we started. It looks mighty bad to me. And what Dirksen said looked bad, because Dirksen's pretty accurate.
See, we picked, by our count, we picked up three men today that were definitely question marks. Hull of Missouri, and Teague, whom we had carried of Texas, whom we carried as a question mark, and Eichert, whom we had carried as a question mark.
Eichert?
I-C-H-O-R-D of Missouri.
All right, now how'd you pick up Hull? Did Stan Musial get him?
Stan Musial, and then the Speaker called him. And the Speaker, you remember you asked me to ask the Speaker to call him. The Speaker did, and he called me back and said he would go with us. Now,
what did he tell Stan?
He told Stan that he would be okay, that he could get back. And so I then called the Speaker back and said, well, we sure want him back if he's going to vote for us. If he was going to vote against us, we don't want him back. So the Speaker then called him again and said his primary is over on the 5th and that he would come back and he would vote right. And the Speaker said, told me that he would stay on top of Hull. We got Eichert through the labor people, and Teague was said he was right all along. He just hadn't given anybody any commitment. So that.
Who did he tell that? Did you tell it to
the Shriver? Speaker? To the Speaker.
Well, you better get Shriver to go see Teague and tell him the Speaker told him he's going to help him, and we sure appreciate it, because I don't think he told Warner that yet.
All right, sir. And we got. We had a problem developing with Wilbur Mills this afternoon.
Yeah,
we got a report. Shriver went by there, and he thinks he's got it straightened out. Mills told him he was okay. Paul Rogers is still wrong, but there's a slight chance. All right. Hagen is definitely wrong now. He had been a question mark.
Why does Hagen put us?
Because his mail. He said he doesn't like being recorded like this, but his mail just to guess it. He says he'll talk to Phil Landrum, and I talked to Phil Landrum, and he says he will work on Hagen, that he is right, probably the only man who has any punch with Hagen, and he'll work on him. Pike of New York's definitely wrong. Murray said he hadn't made up his mind yet. Shriver,
Tom Murray of Tennessee?
Tennessee, right.
He'll be against
us. He's recorded wrong. Shriver didn't think we'll get him. Dowdy told Shriver he was wrong. Didn't see how he could vote for a bill like this and emphasize the nigger so much.
Well, does it emphasize the nigger?
No, sir. And we made this argument, sent him this material. Shriver spent a little over an hour with Dowdy today. The big disturbing thing tonight, I think, is that Albert Thomas, Shriver visited Albert Thomas. Thomas made a lot of noise about not wanting to vote for this bill. Didn't see how he could. Needed the conservative vote down there. Said it really depends on what Mahon does. And we've been carrying Albert Thomas's right. Brad Morris is a liberal Republican who told Shriver that the pressure was just unbearable, but he had not made up his mind. And I'd like to call him, too. I got to report from David McDonald today, which shows that definitely five Pennsylvania Republicans, four, wait a minute, I'm just turning the page here, so one, two, three, four, I beg your pardon, four definite, and one strong leaning, and four question mark. I talked today with Ashmore, South Carolina, he's wrong. Dorner, South Carolina, he's wrong. McMillan, I spent a good bit of time with him. I think you might get him. And I also got Milton Cronheim on him. And Rivers, I talked to Rivers today. Rivers, of course, is looking to Mr. Vincent. Mr. Vincent, seeing you tomorrow. I hope you will ask him to.
What did Rivers say? I asked him yesterday to help me. And he didn't say one way or the other.
He just said that, this bill was not popular down in South Carolina, that he didn't see how it would benefit South Carolina, and the same old conservative argument.
Well, can we find some way? Now, we've got to find some answer to that $4,500. It can't cost us $4,500 per boy, and they sent him through Harvard. That's what Dirksen says it adds up to without even the cost of the camp. How in the hell, what do you pay these fellows in the camp?
$40 a month.
They told me 50. Jack said 50.
I'll have to check that definitely because.
Well, how's it 4,500? Can we get that figure down?
But I don't think so. I'll go back. And
well, I can't believe it. The damn program ain't any good if it's costing that much per person.
That's something I'll have. I will go back on with these fellas. The argument that they make, of course, is that it takes a hell of a lot more to rehabilitate a person than to get a good guy going, keeping straight. I went by today to see Congressman Maryard, a liberal Republican from San Francisco. He's wrong. He's just wrong for party reasons. I went by today to see Collier of Chicago, Illinois Republican. I've been told we might have a chance to get him. He's wrong. I went by to see Bill Bray of Indiana, and who had been recorded wrong, and he's a question mark. He said he just might vote for it for Shriver's sake. He thinks Shriver's a great man.
Republican?
Yes, sir. And it was a very conservative Republican. Always voted against foreign aid, but went with the Peace Corps every time. Like Shriver. So Shriver's going by to see him. I talked to him. Now, Tony Boyle came over this afternoon with a report and says that they've gotten Filer of Kentucky. He's a Republican. And that's one of the Republicans we picked up today, moving from 11 to 12 by our count. But now he has not told Shriver or me or O'Brien that, and so he's a risk. He can't.
No, but Shriver can go see him in the morning.
Yes, sir.
Shriver's going to Hinesport till tomorrow, isn't he?
He's going to around noon, yes, sir.
Ask him what's happening up there. Tell him it's Abraham and Michael Forrestal and all of them going in there. They're having a political conference to see whether he's going to run for senator or not. Tomorrow. Ask him tonight what's happening, just for your own information.
I talked to six today and did not get a single one, although I feel that there's a chance about McMillan and Bray. It's going to be tough.
All right. And Shriver didn't get any, huh?
No, sir.
What about Wilson? He didn't get any either?
No, sir.
That's bad news. I'd get into it, but I'm afraid it'll get in the paper.
I wouldn't get into it yet, Mr. President.
Can't you get to these papers to help you more than they are by interviewing them personally and talk about these. Did you get Wagner's conference canceled all right?
Yes, sir. Fine there. And Mr. Weisel has talked to Newhouse, who called his editor in New Orleans, and the editor said, I will write that tour, I will call Hebert, and I will keep after him until I either get his answer one way or the other, and I'll keep after him, hopefully, until I get a positive answer. I sent Mr. Weisel a list of the congressmen from the papers where Newhouse has, from the towns where Newhouse has people, and he's going to ask Mr. Newhouse to call each editor.
Not many, I hope. Two or three?
Right. There are only four towns that really are.
Where are they? Syracuse or something?
Well, no, it's not that one. That's the communication center. Portland, and we've got some Republicans out there. New York, he can help us. Berlin, he said, can help us a great deal with Fino, Halpern, and Lindsey, just keeping them in line. And Mr. Nass has a paper in Florida, and he's going to try to see how that influences Rogers. He has a paper in St. Louis. He's got problems with his editor out there, with Amberg. There's one other paper.
Where's Paul Jones? He's still in the hospital?
Yes, sir. And I'm also worried because Bennett, who has definitely recorded right for us, was taken to the hospital yesterday, and they don't know. They think he'll get out Monday, but they know how he's going to feel. He's a Republican from Michigan.
You don't need to count those Republicans.
Well,
I believe you'll have some absences, but my guess is unless you get 205 Democrats, that would be 410 for the vote.
Mm-hmm.
I think you did. So that means you figure 197 according to you, so you got eight more. And Larry says you got some potential ones, all right. And I think we might finally get a Burleson or somebody like that to walk on.
And a Rogers.
What's Rogers say?
He's uncommitted. Jay Taylor called me back and said that he really put the pressure on him. He's uncommitted, but that Jay Taylor said, Bill, he said, I guarantee you, he'll either vote for you or won't be there. I don't know Mr. Taylor very well, but...
Why wouldn't he tell Jay he'd be with us?
Well, he just said, I haven't studied the bill. Haven't studied the bill. But he's going to call Mr. Taylor back on Monday, and Taylor will call me. Now, we've got just almost everybody that you thought of and I can think of organized. Bill Daugherty's got the three men who helped him on the pay bill doing nothing but spending.
All right, but did any of them come in today or anything?
Oh, no, they're not starting till Monday. Yes. Tony Boyle's personally been working and is working on some guys that, like Arch Moore and some of the fellows in Pennsylvania that are remote possibilities, but nonetheless, nobody can get them if Boyle can. Maury Hutchison said he would call tomorrow with a report on what they've been doing.
Well, he ought to check guys like Bray. He ought to be able to help with it, some of them out there.
Well, the only thing, Larry and I talked, the thing to do is keep all this going until about Tuesday, and then
I would think that you ought to be able to get Hudson to go right in to Halleck and tell him to please let up on this thing now. It's going to help their boys and employ a bunch of them.
All right.
I don't know. It may be too dangerous.
I think maybe get Daugherty to call Hutchison with that kind of conversation rather than someone from the White House.
I said Hutchison.
I mean, yeah, call Hutchison.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. But what I'd be afraid of, he may not, you know, Hudson's a pretty questionable character.
Right.
But you better get that $4,500 price down, and you better just really figure on winding this thing up Monday night, because let me know what we got tomorrow, and we'll take a look at it. Now, how's that acceptance speech coming?
Well, we don't have anything in draft yet.
I haven't had Bill doing it. I haven't had Dick Goodman doing a damn thing all week. Isn't he working on it?
Yes, he's working on it. He hasn't written anything. He's working on the Syracuse speech for Wednesday. He's been working with us on the platform.
How are you coming on that? Have you got the defense's recommendations?
Yes, sir, and State Department.
Were they any good?
Defense much better than State Department. Wirtz's stuff came over today. Not very good. He himself called and said it's not very good. He's going to spend the weekend working it over again. We chatted about it.
What did he say about the announcement? What'd you get? We got a bunch of mean wires, you know.
No, I didn't.
Why don't you want to bring? We got a big bunch of mean wires, and they look like they're organized. California, Ohio, New York, and saying that Kennedy is...
You see Joe Kraft calling?
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I heard about it.
They're mad.
Yeah.
They're mad.
Yeah.
That one was written with anger.
Yeah.
But better to take it now than...
I think Mary McGrory is mad, too.
Yeah, I talked to her today.
I saw somebody else you talked to the other day. I've forgotten who it was, but Scotty Reston, you didn't do a very good job with him on our campaign, what we're going to do. Did you see his column? Yesterday.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
Didn't you think so? Did he double-cross you or something?
No, I didn't see any. I didn't see anything in there that he got, other than the cruciality of the Midwest.